Coach's Corner, live on 1410 AM, 96.9 FM, KLEM.
We welcome you back to the KLEM Coach's Corner right here on KLEM Radio. Daniel Versteg with you. Pleased to be joined now by the head coach of Hinton Girls Basketball. It's Coach Matt Leary as we continue to preview the upcoming 2024-2025 girls basketball season in Plymouth County. The Blackhawks, another 20-game winner last year, went 20-3, lost out in the region final to a very good Central Lions squad, second year in a row. But this year's a new year and a new crop of players for the Blackhawks to get excited about. Coach, first of all, you've had a few days of practice. You've had some scrimmages. You've had all that kind of stuff as you get ready for the season. Tell me about what you've seen with your program here entering a new season.
Yeah, first, week and couple days have been great. The effort by the girls has been outstanding. We have a couple injuries that we're trying to fight through. One hopefully we can get back at some point, and one we know we're not getting back, and Bailey Booby. But our bigger thing right now is just our gelling. You look at our players that played in those regional finals the last couple of years, and especially last year. We really only got two girls that got, significant minutes in that regional final back, and Carlin Kavarna and DeRoshi. Just kind of gelling with a lot of our new faces, Sid Duskett and Addie Piggott and Rory Cook, and then, hopefully Addie Glass can gel in there, and then some of our younger kids that played, lots of JV last year, got some varsity time at in a few different moments, can step up and fill in.
Yeah, and you mentioned it right there. You've gotten a lot of different families and players to move to Hinton and to become a part of your program. You mentioned Sydney Duskett. We're very familiar with her at Kingsley Pearson. Addie Piggott from Cherokee. We got to see her in volleyball this year. And Rory Cook and Addie Glass from the Sioux City area. Tell me about how tough it is maybe to bring in new faces, but then also maybe how it's gone. How have they been able to, kind of acclimate themselves with a new program, new faces, new coach, all that kind of stuff?
It's definitely a challenge, implementing, our system and plays, when they're familiar with other philosophies. So, that's one. And then, two is just, learning how to, play with each other, read each other, get on the same page with each other. It definitely helped with, Rory and Addie and Piggott playing volleyball. So they kind of got used to the girls there. And Sid, I think everybody just knows Sid. Sid's just, she's got a great personality, just kind of gels with everybody, even though she doesn't play a fall sport with the girls. Mm-hmm. She's been getting along with them, going to, football games and she was in the volleyball crowd every volleyball game. So, I think, that's big, just getting that relationship off the court, which then can translate to hopefully good things on the basketball court.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to seeing how that goes for you. Again, Matt Leary, head coach of Hinton Girls Basketball, joining us. You also mentioned the injuries, and we don't have to spend too long on this, but I do want to ask you, losing a player like Bailey Booby, now you're in the same spot as Robin and Kate were, the volleyball coaches this past fall. You unfortunately won't get her at all this season. What has the process been like to try and replace a pretty much a guaranteed double-double every night down on the block? Trying to figure out who's going to, be your center now, I guess, this season.
Yeah, I mean, exactly, you mentioned replace. You're never totally going to replace, a player of Bailey's caliber. Just her leadership, her work ethic, people just like to follow that. And like you said, it was pretty much a guaranteed double-double, points, rebounds every game. And just her presence, was, somewhat intimidating to opponents, second team All-State last year, as a sophomore and first or third team as a freshman. So, yeah, it's definitely. So we just kind of talk about, you know, we're just gonna kind of have to share it by committee. You know, she and Kavarna last year, you know, kind of dominated the boards most nights, and you know, we're just gonna kind of have to, you know, load that responsibility, you know, to everybody, not just, you know, one's got to, you know, do it all. If everybody does their part, you know, that'll definitely help us, you know, on the rebounding edge. You know, and they all got good things that they can do. You know, Keely can run the floor pretty well. You know, Ray's got great moves. You know, she's 6'1" as a freshman. You know, she's got good post moves, great touch from the perimeter, and you know, she can rebound, you know, and just, you know, getting the use of the physicality part of varsity ball compared to, you know, just coming from eighth grade last year, and you know, definitely, you know, Deuce Get Glass and Piggott, you know, they all got varsity experience, you know, under their belts, and, you know, Rory Cook last year at North, a lot of varsity experience too. So, but yeah, we just kind of been talking about just kind of sharing the responsibility, not just somebody taking over for Bailey, because, you know, that's, you know, somebody like that, you just don't do it. But if we can all share the load, I think we can still be very successful this year.
Tell me about how that, you know, philosophy might play into your defense when you lose. You know, the Peters, I know you didn't have one of, you know, Kyra for the majority of the year, but you still had Caden. She played some really good defense. Keely DeRoshi, I thought, was really good defensively for you last year. Then you bring in Addie Bitt, Sydney Duskett. We all know Sid's scoring ability. But how have they looked defensively? Because I feel like your strength has always been the fact that you just kind of get up in girls' faces and don't let them really breathe out there.
Yeah, you know, I think it's just going to come down to our depth again. You know, earlier this fall we thought we'd be super deep and be able to run, you know, a ton of our presses and our pressure. And so now that's taken a little bit of a hit. You know, I think definitely defense can be our strength. You know, again, just you know, gelling together, who rotations. On our press, but you know, I think Sid, Glass, Piggott, they can all guard, you know, the guard court of the opposing team, and you know, Ray being 6'1", she's a good post presence. So, yeah, definitely defense, I think, is where we can hang our hat again. You know, we're just trying to figure out some new roles for people to help us with that depth situation. You know, Megan Leary has been getting some reps with you know, the top girls at the scrimmage last Saturday at the arena, and Becca Lars is another one, and we got a couple seniors back, Creighton Stacey, and Kavarna, you know, Peyton Beck, she's a junior at Play Law JV, and then Addie Dunkel is another freshman, got some great experience with volleyball, you know. And, you know, getting that varsity, you know, getting those varsity nerves under control. So we're just, you know, we got a jamboree tomorrow night, another scrimmage Saturday at West Lyon to, you know, keep taking a look at people. And, you know, then we kick off season next Tuesday with Sergeant Bluff.
Yeah, and it's coming up real quickly. Like you said, Tuesday, Sergeant Bluff Luton comes to town. Obviously, with, you know, some scrimmages already under your belts and the jamboree and another scrimmage still to come, you'll probably have a better answer for this coming up maybe for Monday's practice. But what are some things right now that you know that, hey, we got to get ready to go so that we can still put a pretty good product out on the floor when we play Sergeant Bluff Luton on Tuesday, and, you know, make sure we get out of the gates, you know, on our best foot there?
Yeah, I think it just comes down to, like, efficiency. You know, just, you know, we're definitely probably expecting man-to-man from Sergeant Bluff. You know, so just getting, you know, more efficient with, you know, getting good looks and our, you know, ball movement and running our man offense. I think, and just, you know, like we said, just, you know, just learning to play with each other, you know, even more. But, you know, I think efficiency, especially against man defenses, you know, I think we got pretty good, you know, efficiency against zones. But, you know, it's the, you know, man, which, you know, the really good teams will play us. Just getting more efficient on the offensive end.
Well, hopefully that can happen. Hopefully you get that addressed. And looking forward to a great season, Coach. We appreciate your time. Best of luck as you get ready for Tuesday's game. And we'll certainly check in throughout the season. So thanks again, Coach. We really appreciate it.
Thanks, Daniel. I appreciate all you do, too. Thanks.
It's my pleasure. That is Matt Leary, head coach of Hinton Girls Basketball, joining us to preview the season. We'll take a break and have more coming your way next on the Coach's Corner right here on KLEM.
Discover wellness. Discover True Health Chiropractic Lamar's. Dr. Jared Langle and his wife Sarah look forward to helping you on your journey to true health with a holistic approach to chiropractic care. Dr. Jared will address the root cause of your symptoms and guide you through mindful movement and proper nutrition. And discover the health benefits and relaxation through infrared sauna sessions. Discover True Health Chiropractic across from Four Brothers, Lamar's.
Are you looking for local and dependable overhead door sales and service? Hi, my name is Adam, owner of Chapman Overhead Doors. We are excited to bring over 30 years of experience from the Spencer area to Lamar's and surrounding communities. Chapman Overhead Doors services all makes and models of commercial and residential garage doors. We sell only the highest quality Midland doors. Call Chapman Overhead Doors for a free quote today. 541-1179. That's 541-1179.
Coach's Corner, live on 1410 AM, 96.9 FM, KLEM.
We welcome you back to the KLEM Coach's Corner. It's right here on KLEM Radio. Daniel Versteg with you, continuing to preview the upcoming girls basketball season. We're joined now by MMCRU head coach Jillian Lecce. The Royals coming off a 5-15 season last year, looking to improve upon things, and hopefully a new season gets that done. Coach, first of all, you've gotten some practices in, maybe some scrimmages as well. Just what are some things that have stood out to you about your team here in the very early week or so of the season?
Yeah, we're actually really excited about this year. You know, last year we may have only gotten 5 wins, but there was a lot of games that we lost within the 1 to 5 point range. So, you know, this year we still may be pretty young, but, you know, with some of our girls, we're bringing back some starters, freshmen last year, and our sophomores this year, and they're looking really good. We're looking strong. We're looking confident, you know, even with some of our uppers coming back too. We have more knowledge there, I think, and I think our young team this past couple of years, we're finally starting to think some of the benefits of working with all these youngsters. So I'm excited to see how we do this year. I think we'll be able to get past those 1 to 5. I'm looking forward to seeing how they perform on the court, especially with our scrimmages coming up, because in practice, we're looking strong. I'm excited.
Telling me, before we started this, about the strength of your team, the things that they've been doing well, getting ready for the season. You know, how do you hope that comes into play? What do you hope to use that strength to be able to succeed in once you get on the court in a game?
Definitely, the weightlifting program has really improved our strength, you know, and just being able to take it to the basket and finish. I think a lot of the times when we go up to baskets, if we're not strong enough, we just kind of bounce off the other player and then hope that it goes in. Well, now I see them plowing through a little bit better and being strong and getting that finish, which is what we need. We need to finish our layups, finish our rebounds, getting those rebounds defensively quicker. I think we are a lot quicker in some aspects of our defense, which is going to help us a lot. We're long, we're lanky, and we're able to move, and that's what we've been looking forward to. So hopefully, with the strength, that's what we're hoping to gain from this next year.
Yeah, because like you said, a lot of close games last year. Every layup matters at that point. Tell me about you know, you graduated a couple of seniors from last year. Obviously, probably none bigger than Jaden Young. Kennedy Tenninger played a lot for you as well. What have you seen in the opportunities there that present, you know, for people to step in and hopefully fill some of those shoes to the best of their ability this year?
Yeah, definitely. Our three seniors we lost, yeah, Jaden, Kennedy, and Andrea. Mm-hmm. We had some decent leadership, and they were able to keep our you know, the way we run our team. They're able to keep that going and keep the morale up. And team wise, we were more of a team, but we may not have been very big, but you know, this year we're trying to look for more leadership. We are lacking, I feel like, a little bit in that area, but mm-hmm. there are girls that are trying to step up and learning that role, which is good. I think that's where we're going to be the most needing is probably that leadership, because we are so young and things like that. But yeah, as of right now, as practice is going, we see some of the junior girls even and sophomores stepping up and trying to help. Even our new freshmen coming in, being leaders that way, and that's how it starts. And then of course, you know, having individual meetings with some of them, we're trying to get them all to really be a leader and show by example, not just on the court but off the court. And that's one thing we've always strived with.
Well, definitely an opportunity for people to step up for you. Jillian Lecce, head coach of MMCRU girls basketball, joining us here on the Coach's Corner this morning. Let's you know, you talk about being able to finish hopefully a little bit better down near the rim. I did notice, as far as the early roster you have online, you've got a few girls that have some height. You've got the Lux sisters that we know about very well, but you got Chloe Olish as well. Olivia Spenner might give you some good minutes down in the post. Coach, it seems like you guys might be able to hang with a lot of teams when it comes to the post position here this year, and that's got to be nice to see, because you know, being able to rebound and block shots is crucial to victories.
Yeah, and boy do I love it, because I have been a post player most of my life, so being able to take some of those girls under my wing has been a true blessing and so much fun, and kind of giving them tips and tricks is like, this is what I used to do, and here's how you can kind of you're working so hard down here, don't overdo it. You know, if you're feeling tired, do this, and then you can gain an extra little wind here. And they're like, oh, and the light bulbs are going off. And it's so fun to see when you give them those tips and tricks, and then they say, oh, that's really smart. I'm like, thanks. But you know, they're just so fun to be around too. And the team they're such great kids. And of course, with the strength, yes, and I even see it in practice. Chloe Olish and the Lux twins, they're doing great down low. Olivia Spenner's looking good too, yes. And then, of course, we have Tia Tenniger, who's also almost 6 foot tall, but she's a guard, you know, and some of the other girls stepping in may not be as tall, but we have length and quickness, and I think that's going to be a really big thing for us defensively. And because that's one thing we need to do better is to stop the other team from scoring and then work on our offense. But, you know, offensively, we're looking pretty good. Defensively, I'm excited to see all the stops we can get and steals and things like that. And so it's going to be fun. I'm, you know, with all the strength and the height and the length we have, it reminds me of when we went to state, mm-hmm. you know, that group there, we were long and lanky there. We were able to get lots of steals and things like that. But, you know, I'm hoping that's their goal as well, because that's my goal, always to get to state. But these girls need a long way to get there, and I think they're willing to do it.
Yeah, and that's half the battle, obviously. I do want to ask you about that defense, because yeah, your state tournament teams were so good at guarding the ball, at taking away passing lanes. With that length, have you seen this year's team be good at that and be able to, you know, really kind of make teams sweat out there when they're possessing the basketball against you?
Yeah, I think so. We've been really working a lot on our presses and our defensive stuff, so and getting them ready for anything. Mm-hmm. You know, I think we've been ahead of the game this year because of it, because last year I felt like we were like, you know, at the last minute, we need to get this press in. Oh my gosh, we haven't had time to do it. And this year it's like we've been working on it and all the plays and defenses and things, and I feel confident about tomorrow's scrimmage. And I told the girls that, I said, girls, we are way farther than we were last year, and this is huge. We need to keep pushing, and I'm yeah, it's going to be fun.
Well, you got that scrimmage coming up, and then Harris Lake Park's your first opponent now. You know, but you get a little bit longer maybe than some of the other teams who get started before Thanksgiving to get things prepared. So I guess you've got a lot of things that you might have to work on here in this upcoming week and a half or so. You know, what are some of those things, generally speaking? I know you might get maybe a longer list after a scrimmage again tomorrow, but, you know, what are some things, generally speaking, that you look to kind of get the girls ready for so that you can be ready to go for game number one?
Yeah, definitely. I think a lot of it has to do with, you know, we've got our plays down for the most part. We've got our defenses down for the most part. Now it's just perfecting everything and being ready for it and being ready for anything that offensively, anything that the defense gives us to read that defense and just improvise off the plays. And I think that's what we're getting to now. We're finally able to improvise a little bit off the plays and find the scores and get that extra pass, and which is good. And then defensively, of course, you know, being able to be ready to, okay, we're getting up and pressing now, and be ready instead of, oh, we're back on half court, now we got to back and press. You know, it's forgetting to do it. You know, I think we're getting to that point where we're getting, okay, yep, we got to press every time. We're doing this every time. We got to listen to coach on the sideline. She's yelling her butt off, so we got to listen. But, you know, it's things like that. It's like, and of course, the boxing out and remembering to do those things, because it's, even though we've only had a week and a half, we've been trying to implement those things over the summer to get in the habit of we need to crash, we need to get back, we need to box out, you know, those things that we need to develop habits for. So other than that, I think that's all we need to really perfect at this point.
Well, perfect. And thankfully you got some time to do that before your first game. We're looking forward to it. Coach, appreciate your time. Best of luck in this new season. I'm sure we'll check in at times throughout the year. And thanks for joining us today.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me.
Absolutely. My pleasure. That's Jillian Lecce, head coach of MMCRU Girls Basketball. Take a break, and we'll continue the Coach's Corner after this here on KLEM.
Our well-child exams cover athletic physicals, but they are so much more. In addition to physical needs of a child, we also focus on their emotional and social health. Let's face it, being a kid can be hard. At Floyd Valley Clinics, our providers work with families as a team to keep pediatric patients healthy and safe. Learn more about Floyd Valley Clinics at floydvalley.org. Your community, your health, your life. Floyd Valley Healthcare.
Coach's Corner, live on 1410 AM, 96.9 FM, KLEM.
We welcome you back to the KLEM Coach's Corner. It's right here on KLEM Radio. Daniel Versteg with you. I'm pleased to be joined by Kent Johnson, the head coach of Akron Westfield Girls Basketball. The Westerners coming off a 14-8 season last year. Lots of high expectations. Already ranked number 8 in the preseason rankings coming out from the Iowa Girls High School Athletic Union. But first of all, Coach, you've now gotten some practices under your belt. You've gotten some scrimmages, maybe. What are some of the things that have stood out about, you know, how your girls have looked to start the year?
Well, you know, we're without McKenzie right now, but the other 5 seniors, they worked together for a long time. Like I said a couple times this year, I said, you know, do you remember this play? And they remembered it. And so that experience helps, that you have kids who are – they just can run a play for you right away. And I like that. And when you have a group like that.
Boy, that's got to be nice too, Coach. It's almost got to feel like you just kind of are picking up where you left off mid-February last year. You just kind of probably feel like you're ready to tip it off right now.
Well, we got Allie back. Addie get back after her. She had ACL tear last year. So I thought, you know, we would start off with a bang, but with McKenzie gone, you know, that's 20-some points a game she scored last year, and she also was our point guard. But like I said, these other girls are just going to have to pick it up, you know, next man up. I got some younger girls playing. They're filling in for at times they filled in last night for our point guard to kind of help her out a little bit. So they're the younger girls going to have that quick learning curve. They're going to have to help out the older girls until Mackenzie gets back.
Yeah, and thankfully there is a timeline there for Mackenzie to get back on the floor, but obviously, like you've talked about, you're going to have through mid to late December to figure out how to find 20 points a game. Who are some of the girls right now that are maybe starting to take that torch and kind of rise to the top as maybe your top scorer for the next few weeks?
Josie Jacobs is my guard right now. She's kind of the leader on the team right now. She drives the basket. She has a good 3-point shot. She'll do well this year. Last night in our little scrimmage that we had, Lainey, she shot the ball well. Allie, I have her inside, and she's played our 5 last year. She's moving to the 4 this year with Addie back, and she can score some points from inside and outside. And then it's nice to have Addie, you know, who's our post inside back, just to get some inside points and help out on the rebound. We got a sophomore by the name of Kaberly Fairbanks. Mm-hmm. She does very good defensively. She's learning her plays, and like I said, she's going to have to help out a lot this year.
Ken Johnson's with us, the head coach of Akron Westfield girls basketball. You've alluded to that Jamboree scrimmage you were able to get here this week. What were some of the things that you thought you did well? What kind of looked good, specifically in that matchup?
I didn't think we looked as well as I thought we would. We struggled handling the ball at times. Didn't make a basket at times. We were wide open in the basket, and we missed it. I was a little disappointed, and when we got rebounds, two or three times we threw a bad pass. And in a close game, you can't do that. You got to take care of the ball. And I told the girls, I like your hustle, but we got to be able to take care of the ball. And a couple times we were going down the court pretty fast, and we threw the ball away. And I like when your turnovers are going forward. If your turnovers are going backwards, I don't like that part.
Right.
So.
Well, you got a couple weeks to work on it. But the nice thing, too, Coach, as we talked about earlier, the seniors you have on this team and all the experience, they've played every sport under the sun together. They know each other so well. How coachable are these girls then, from that standpoint?
Oh, they're very coachable. I had them in softball last year. I watched them in volleyball, and you could just tell they know how to play together. They're just a good group of kids to be around. And that's what I told our assistant coach, John. I said, I enjoy coaching these kids because they smile a lot. They you don't have to worry about a lot of attitude. And, I like a little attitude, but I don't like a lot of attitude. And I just think I enjoy coaching them.
And it sounds like it's going to be a great year for you guys with all the senior talent. You've alluded to, Kaberly Fairbanks as a player that, could kind of, bring in some good minutes. How's the depth look for you guys once you get past the senior class there? Is this a team that you can kind of rely on a little bit of a bench play this season too?
Last night off the bench came Peyton Small. She will play a 2 for us, so she'll play the wing. She has a little bit of experience in the past. A freshman by the name of Brooklyn Hughes, who's Mackenzie's sister, she played quite a bit last night as a point guard. She just doesn't know the plays in the offense yet, and she's just a little lost last night. But I think with some experience here, and we have a scrimmage next week, I think that'll help out, get her into full swing of things.
As you get ready for that scrimmage and as you get ready for, the season opener here next week against Westwood, tell me, Coach, what are the things that you want to see cleaned up? What are you hoping is kind of the biggest improvement points so that you can, hopefully start the season on as good a note as possible?
Well, we play Westwood. They're a pretty tough team. They've been really good the last 2-3 years. I just want to be competitive against them all the way to the end. And last year we did well the first quarter, and then we kind of fell off after the first quarter. And I just like to see us in every game this year, be competitive, and give us a chance to win at the end.
I like your chances in that. Looking forward to a great season for you guys. Lots of expectations. I think you guys have a good shot to meet them. So, Coach, we appreciate your time here on the Coach's Corner. Best of luck this season. I'm sure we'll check in down the road.
Hey, thank you, sir.
Absolutely. Kent Johnson joining us on the Coach's Corner. We're back with more after this here on KLEM.
Put Nohava on the job and on your buildings. Nohava Construction doesn't just offer products to customers, they offer solutions. Their partnership with Duralast Roofing Incorporated allows them to deliver one of the most durable, maintenance-free, and high-performing roof systems in the industry. To top it off, Nohava Construction has been named an elite roofing specialist, which means your warranty is automatically guaranteed with any Nohava installation. Nohava Construction in Lamar's.
Coach's Corner, live on 1410 AM, 96.9 FM, KLEM.
I welcome you back to the KLEM Coach's Corner to wrap up this program right here on KLEM Radio. Daniel Versteg with you. If you missed the program, you can catch it online. We'll get that up sometime this morning, and you'll be able to listen to it whenever you want to preview the upcoming girls' basketball season. As far as when the season starts for all of our teams, well, on Monday, things get going as Kingsley Pearson takes on Galing Catholic here in Lamar's. We'll have that contest for you on KLEM Radio. Tip-off will be at 7:30. Then a lot of teams start their season on Tuesday. Lamar's Community, they're going to host Lewis Central on Tuesday night. The Hinton Blackhawks welcome in Sergeant Bluff Luton Tuesday night to start their year. Remsen St. Mary's also at home. They're going to take on Woodbury Central on Tuesday night. Then a couple of teams, like we just chatted with Kent Johnson about, Akron Westfield, they won't start until after Thanksgiving. They're going to take on a very good Westwood squad on Monday in Akron, and then on Monday the 2nd, and then Tuesday the 3rd, MMCRU hosts Harris Lake Park to open the season. So the upcoming girls' basketball season's right around the corner. KLEM Radio is your place to follow along with all of the fun things that basketball brings to us. Coming up next week on the Coach's Corner, we'll have a full boys basketball season preview. The following week, I think we'll try and get as many wrestling coaches on as we can, try and get an early edition of that, and kind of go into a regular cycle of some sorts from there as the season goes along. But that'll do it for this edition of the KLEM Coach's Corner. We thank you so much for tuning in. Thanks to all of our coaches for joining us. We really appreciate them carving out time in their schedule for this interview. It is greatly appreciated. For all of us at KLEM Radio, for KLEM Sports, I'm Daniel Versteg. Have a great rest of your Saturday and a great rest of your weekend.